In conjunction with Black History Month, the Allentown Art Museum of the Lehigh Valley presents Interventions in Printmaking, Three Generations of African American Women. This exhibition includes artists from throughout the United States and African diaspora who have brokered new technologies and approaches to printmaking while addressing issues pertaining to history, identity, and politics. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. In their works, ranging from the representational to the abstract, this diverse group of women have enriched the print medium with their brilliantly drafted lithographs, colorful etchings, silk screens, and conceptually rich photographs. Nearly 20 artists from the civil rights era to present day will be included in the show. The exhibition is co-curated by Museum President David Mickenberg and Dr. Daniel Haxel, Associate Professor of Art History at Kutztown University. A former fellow at the Smithsonian American Art Museum and Institute for the Arts and Humanities, and has published on diverse topics, including abstract, expressionism, collage, installation art, the African diaspora, and intersections of sports and arts. Dr. Daniel Haxel.
Part of this came from the new director of the Allentown Art Museum, David Mickenberg, who has been pretty active in reaching out to local colleges and universities to try to make the museum more central as a cultural hub in the Lehigh Valley and surrounding area. So he's become a frequent figure at events at Kutztown. And one thing that interested him was the fact that I teach courses on African-American art as well as contemporary African art. We talked about different ways where we might collaborate, and David Mickenberg is very interested in printmaking. He's organized some exhibitions about prints at various museums where he's worked. We started talking about putting together something for Black History Month that focused on the printmaking mediums in particular, and it sort of grew out of a conversation just about the Allentown Art Museum's collection. They have a very famous print by Elizabeth Catlett called The Sharecropper, and it's a very popular print that appears in many textbooks. So it seemed like a great starting point to base an exhibition upon. This project has enabled the museum to grow their collections. It was also a way to reach out to print studios and workshops in Philadelphia and other regions and borrow some works from them. It's an effort to do something for Black History Month, showcase the museum's collection, and hopefully put together a show that demonstrates the diversity of this medium and how African American women have approached it.
And from what they're describing, it's assembled into roughly three different groups of women?
Yes. I mean, one of the problems in putting together a show based upon medium is how to organize it and how to structure it. We began with a series of conversations about what artists we'd like to see included, who are very prominent printmakers, or who are artists that might be known as painters and sculptors but have worked in printmaking. So as we began compiling lists of the types of artists we wanted to include in the show, it became pretty clear that we had three maybe distinct generations of printmakers going back to that Elizabeth Catlett touchstone. And she represents the first generation, artists who were very active in the height of the civil rights era. Artists like Faith Ringgold, who would protest the exclusionary practices of New York City museums, to people like Betty Saar, who would create artwork that questioned the way in which race was stereotyped in advertising and popular culture, to people like Catlett, who would try to make prints that were about average working class people. We began with a group of artists that were trying to engage civil rights, some of them like Emma Amos. Unfortunately, one of the histories of art that maybe doesn't get mentioned is some sexism. And within the art world, there certainly has been an exclusion of women. So Amos found herself the only woman in this group of very prominent African-American artists that included Romare Bearden, Hale Woodruff, and Norman Lewis, and others. They gathered in Bearden Studio in New York City right in the early 1960s and asked themselves the question, what should Black art be? What should artists of color do during the civil rights movement that was significant and meaningful? And they talked about things like marching on Washington and joining Martin Luther King, but they ultimately decided to make several exhibitions that centered upon issues pertaining to race. So she was the youngest member of the group, but also the only woman in that regard.
I would think with the African-American women artists, they have several issues that they're addressing. When you talk about the African-American artists, that first and foremost, they're addressing racism, they're addressing segregation, discrimination, but they had a twin cross to bear there.
Absolutely. There's a famous essay by a woman named Adrienne Piper, and she's an artist and a scholar, and she pointed out that there are these competing issues that many African-American women face. They have to do with racism, but also discrimination based upon gender. And in fact, one of the terms that we use in the exhibition or reference is called Afrofemcentrism, which reflects a spirit of making women's issues as well as African-American issues central to the creation of artwork.
Associate Professor of Art History at Kutztown University, Dr. Daniel Hoxall. Interventions in Printmaking, Three Generations of African-American Women is on view in the Allentown Art Museum January 25th through April 12th in the William Butts Gallery. For more information at the Allentown Art Museum, 610-432-4333 or allentownartmuseum.org. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.